Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello everybody, this is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we continue our Suffer Well devotional series. And right now we're going to be doing, we're going to read the devotional, and then we're going to do a little teaching on it. And it's something I really like, and I want to share this morning, and it's about trusting our wonderful Creator and faith. And the title of this one is Naturally Love. So I'm going to read this now, and then we're going to do a little teaching on it this morning. And please really, really think and focus about what we're saying, because it's so difficult sometimes to trust Him and not lose faith when things go wrong, but we must persevere. So it says, Abba, how long for my love for you to become natural? I yearn for my obedience in praise and worship to become like the breath to me, to be as oxygen. I hunger for my love to be unceasing, to become that which I need to never consciously consider. While awake or asleep, it is there. It is because we cannot see you that this love we speak requires so much effort, is it? Is it because we desire our own path more than yours? Is it that your son's death is not tangible to us in our hearts and soul? Are you keeping yourself from us purposely? Through your son's shed blood gives life to all who believe. Do we treat this reality casually? This I know, Father. This I must confess. I am saddened by my amount of time I need to dedicate to simply believe that every word you speak is true, and that it applies to my life, and that your word is really to take me to higher places. I desire to cross over to the level of faith, Father. I desire obedience that leads to healthy fear, admiration, trust, and love. My prayer is that I would attain all these attributes towards you, Father, and that they would be as natural as breathing. I have another confession, Abba. After so much seeking and so much effort to find you, I wonder, have I looked right past you? Am I making too much effort and not resting enough? Do I know how to receive your love, Father? Am I unwilling, for reasons beyond a consciousness level, to accept your love? My confession is this. I don't know the answer to these questions, Father. I don't know why I cannot fill up my existence with you. I wonder at times if you are hiding from me, not in a way that a thief would hide, but like a father who can't wait to jump out and scream, "Here I am, I'm real, I'm really here for you." I desire that, Father. If I am in error, correct me so I can find you. You know me. You know why I cry out to you. If I am anxious, it is for you. If I lose sleep, it is because I think of you. Perhaps, if I may ask this of you, could we have our own special language, one in which I could hear and communicate with you? I know your word says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them by they that follow me. That's in John 10:27. Help me that this means I can communicate with you with no doubting, without second guessing, gone forever. May it be something intimate, powerful, and sincere. May it be like my breath. I would like that, Father. I leave this request at your feet, so it be. And then John 1:4:8 says, he who does not love does not know the Mighty One, for the Mighty One is love. So that is our devotional this morning, and or this day, depending where you're listening right now and when you're listening. And I remind you that it's very easy to doubt or not fully trust And the idea of our faith becoming like breathing to us so voluntarily without having to do it, effort into it, is a beautiful thing to desire. But I remind you that there are so many times in scriptures people saw with their own eyes the miracles that Yahweh performed and still doubted. The Israelites, when they crossed over the sea after the sea had opened up and rescued them from the Egyptians. When Moses struck the rock. When the children were in the desert. And so many other times in scriptures, people still doubted. The question is, where's our faith and our trust in him? And why do we doubt after seeing such miraculous things? And why is it so hard to work at being faithful? Why can't it just become part of us naturally? Let's look at what the scripture says in reminding you of things of the past and times of the past where people have doubted. In Deuteronomy 1 verse 32, it says, "But for all this, you did not trust in Yahweh your Elohim." In Deuteronomy 9:23, it says, "When Yahweh sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, 'Go up and possess the land which I have given you,' then you rebelled against the command of Yahweh your Elohim. You neither believed him nor listened to his voice." Numbers 14:11 says, "Yahweh said to Moses, 'How long will these people spurn me? How long will they not believe in me, despite all the signs which I have performed for in their midst?'" We see our Creator has done so much in our lives. And to still have to make an effort to believe him is something we must be get past. We must learn to trust him fully without ever doubting him, even when times are hard. In Psalm 78:22, it says, "Because they did not believe in Yahweh and did not trust in his salvation." 2 Kings 17:14 says, "However, they did not listen, but stiffened their neck like their fathers who did not believe in Yahweh, their Elohim." How is it that he could do so much in our lives and we could still doubt him? And I don't give this message for non-believers. I give this message for those that claim to know and love him. He does so much in our lives. And how at times do we doubt him? Is it the enemy getting to us? Is it the lack of our effort? Should we even need to put an effort? Should we just trust him regardless? To give you more examples of people that didn't trust. Zephaniah 3 verse 2 says, "She heeded no voice. She accepted no instruction. She did not trust in Yahweh. She did not draw near to God." Psalms 106:24 says, "They despised the pleasant land. They did not believe in his word." Psalm 78:32, "In spite of all this, they still sinned and did not believe in his wonderful works." Isaiah 22:11 says, "And you made a reservoir between the two walls for the waters of the old pool, but you did not depend on him who made it, nor did you take in consideration him who planned it long ago." Isaiah 31:1 says, "Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help and rely on horses and trust in chariots because there are many, and in horsemen because they are very strong, but they do not look to the Holy One of Israel and seek him." Habakkuk 1:5 says, "Look among the nations, observe, be astonished with wonder, because I am doing something in your days you would not believe if you were told." We see all these scriptures. It seems to a degree there are more scriptures of distrust than trust, and all about the punishment and the hard times people had to go through for the lack of trust. In Acts 13:41, it says, "Behold, you scoffers, and marvel and perish. For I am accomplishing a work in your days, a work which you will never believe, though someone should describe it to you." Isaiah 53:1 says, "Who has believed in our message? And who has the arm of Yahweh has been revealed?" Romans 10:16 says, "However, they did not all heed to the good news. For Isaiah says, 'Yahweh who has believed our report.'" John 5:10 says, "The one who believes in the Son of Yahweh has the testimony in himself. The one who does not believe Yahweh has made him a liar because he has not believed in the testimony of Yahweh. Over and over and over and over again in the scriptures, there are so many verses that talk about the lack of faith of the people, the kings, and all the other people in scripture, about how they doubted a wonderful creator. Job 30 verse 2 even says, I cry out to you for help, but you do not answer me. I stand up and you turn your attention against me. We look all over his word, doubting, distrust, and all these different things. But I remind you this day of these refreshing scriptures of trust. For Jeremiah 29, 11 to 13 says, For I know the plans I have for you, declares Yahweh. Plans to prosper you and to not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me in all your heart. And that's the desire of the devotion today, and should be our desire to seek him with all our heart. So it becomes natural to us. Natural to us, like breathing. We never doubt when we take a breath, is this breath going to save us? We know it's going to save us. Yahweh has to be like the deepest, freshest breath that gives us oxygen to sustain our life. Never doubting that we can go without it and survive. Psalms 27, 13, 4 says, I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of Yahweh in the land of the living. Wait on Yahweh, be strong and take heart. And wait for Yahweh. Isaiah 54, 16 and 17 says, See all. I see it is all who created the blacksmith, who fans the coals into the flame and forgoes the weapons for its work. And it is I who have created the destroyer to wreak havoc. No weapon formed against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of Yahweh. And this is their vindication for me, declares Yahweh. And then I remind you all to close your eyes and just think about Proverbs 3, 5 to 7. Trust in Yahweh with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will direct your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear Yahweh, your wonderful Elohim, and shun evil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Trusting in him. Trusting in him. And putting your faith fully in him. And I read to you right now, Psalms 91. Psalms 91. We read and we ponder this psalm. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about Yahweh. He alone is my refuge. My place of safety. He is my God and I trust him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly diseases. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in the darkness, nor the disasters that strike in the midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. If you make Yahweh your refuge, you make the Most High your shelter. No evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home. For he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. You will trample upon lions and cobras and will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. Yahweh says, I will rescue those who love me and protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. This is what we must hold on to every single day. This is where our faith must be. Never doubting and be faithful and remember His word is true, and every word he said is true. Faith comes is confidence of what we hope for and the assurance of the things that we do not see. We must trust and always trust. And it's what a wonderful gift from our Creator is to have that faith and never doubt. And it takes a special place to get there. And these people that are willing to die for him, these martyrs, these people that are willing to put their lives on the line for him, never doubting if their life is worth it. As Job says, I esteem the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. We look at this wonderful gift that he's giving us. He's given us and blessed us with so many gifts. So many gifts. Ephesians 2 verses 8 and 9 says, for by the grace you have been saved through faith, and it is not from yourselves, it is a gift from Yahweh. It's a gift. 2 Peter 1:1 says, by the righteousness of our Elohim and Savior, Yeshua Messiah, we receive this faith. And Philippians 1:29 says, for you it has been granted for Yeshua's sake, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake. And I tell you this morning that it's not by seeing the miracles that we believe. It's not by experiencing firsthand the miracles that we should believe. It's not by what we read that we should believe. It's by accepting the gift that he's given us. This is why no matter how many people receive amazing miracles in their life every day, this is why the Israelites can see so much and still doubt. They did not accept the gift that was given to them, or at least offered to them. We must accept this gift of faith. Accept it and to put our trust in him and to take that gift and just love that gift. It's by this wonderful faith. You know, it says in Romans 1, 16 and 17, I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it's the power of Yahweh that brings salvation to everyone who believes. Colossians 2:14 says, and by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with legal demands, this he set aside, nailing it to the cross. He took away that death penalty so we could have life. And he wants us all, it says in Mark 1:15, to repent and believe in the good news, to believe in the gift that he's given us, and not reject this wonderful gift. We earnestly seek him. He will reward us. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to believe in Yahweh. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and has reward those who earnestly seek him. It's our job to seek him, and he will give us this gift. James 1:6, verse 7, James 1, verses 6 and 7 says, but he must ask in faith without doubting. For the one who doubts is like surfeit of the sea, driven and tossed in the wind. For that man ought not to expect that he will receive anything from Yahweh. We need to understand there are going to be tough paths in life. But by faith, we must go on that path and take it. And be like those who trusted him. Hebrews 11:17 says, by faith, Abraham, who Yahweh tested, offered his own son as a sacrifice. He embraced the promise about to sacrifice his own son. When we accept this gift of faith, Yahweh hears us. We live by faith, not by sight. That's the key. See, the Israelites saw this. They saw all the miracles. We see the miracles. But we live by faith, not by sight. Believing not only in the things we see, but the things we don't see. For remember, Yeshua says, you believe because you have seen, but I will do greater things that you have not even seen. Matthew 19:26 says, Yeshua looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but with Yahweh all things are possible. We see it's just a faith. So where is your faith today? Where is it? It says here, because truly I tell you in Matthew 17:20, if you have the faith that small as a mustard seed, you can move mountains. With great faith, there is no doubt. There is no doubt. We need, and it's a great devotional, asking in prayer. It says, whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive. If you have the faith that it will come through, Matthew 21:22. We need to ask this morning that our faith would be like our breath, never doubting, and not even effort, that it would be effortless, that it would be like us breathing. It would become so natural to us, our faith. It would become part of our DNA, that we can't live without this faith. That we would never even doubt it for 1 second. For 1 second. For I give you this morning Psalms 46:10 that says, be still and know that I am Yahweh. May we stop and just pray and answer and just ask that question. And just trust in Him. To be still and know that His word is true. That His word is true always. Always. And we look at those great examples in the scriptures of those that had this remarkable faith. This remarkable faith. Job 13:15 says, though he slay me, yet I will hope in him. I will surely defend my ways to his face. And Psalm 34:17 say, the righteous cry out, and Yahweh hears them and delivers them from all their troubles. Hallelujah. Romans 10:17, so then faith comes by hearing the word of Yahweh, by hearing. Praise our wonderful Creator. May He speak to you all, and may He tell you and speak to you about the wonderful faith that comes in trusting Him, to trust in Him. It says in Luke 16:10-12, who can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. Who then is our faithful servant? We must believe and trust in him. If he could trust you with a small amount, he'll trust you with more, and he'll build it up. Proverbs 28:20 says, a faithful man will abound with blessings, but he who makes haste to be rich will go unpunished. We understand the fruit of Yahweh is not money or cars or big houses. The fruit of Yahweh is that peace, love, and kindness, that unforgiveness, that gentle spirit. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. Hebrews 13:21 says, may he equip you with all you need for doing his will. May he produce in you through the power of Yeshua Messiah every good thing that is pleasing to him. All glory to him forever and ever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must remember to give thanks in all circumstances, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. All circumstances. Do it in the name of Yeshua and give thanks, Colossians 3:17. Just remember all the thing he benefits us with. Sing praise to Yahweh, you his faithful people. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. How many of us could walk around just singing praises on our lips all day long? All day long. Psalms 37:28-29 says, for Yahweh loves the just and will not forsake his faithful ones. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And all his promises are yes and amen. Hallelujah. Proverbs is another word for wisdom, and it says in Proverbs 20:6, may claim to have unfailing love, but a faithful person who can find. We need to be those faithful people, never doubting and asking always in prayer. Oh, Father Yahweh, that my faith would be so strong that it would be involuntarily, that I would put no effort into it, that it would just come naturally to me every single day. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your wonderful love. Thank you for putting a trust in me and you that is unspeakable, that is unimaginable. Thank you, Father, no matter what circumstances of our lives, we could trust you. Oh, I think about Psalm 25:3 right now. No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame. We put all our hope in Him today. Let's put all our hope in Him for the good things He planned for us a long time ago. And remember, everyone, Luke 1:37 says, no word from Yahweh will ever fail. We need to remember and trust that. Everything He promised us, He's going to give us. Everything He's promised us, He's going to give us. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Remember, we have to trust in Him at all times and pour out our hearts to Him. He is our refuge. Psalm 62:8. He's our refuge. It's not in pharmakia. It's not in doctors. It's not in money. It's in Him. He's the one that saves us. He will never abandon us. He will never, never, never let us go. He wants us. He wants us. Remember, He has a promise for us. Always. It says in Matthew 6:33, remember to seek first the kingdom of Yahweh and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. How many of you have a prayer book? How many of you write down scriptures every day and verses every day? How many of you pray about them? How many of you discuss them? How many of you go out there and proclaim Yeshua? How many people did you tell today that Yeshua died for them? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At least one verse every single day. Are you writing that down and meditating on it? We need to do these things. We need to do these things. One scripture a day, write it down and meditate on it all day. And just your faith may be built up stronger than ever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for this day you have made. And let us rejoice in it for your wonderful gift that you've given us. And bless us today. Bless us all. And thank you so much, Father, for this platform to be able to share this message with others. And that we would all hear it and heed to it. In Yeshua's name, hallelujah. Thank you, everybody, for listening this morning. Or this day, wherever you're listening from. And you could also find us at our website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. You can support us there and also be blessed by many other teachings there. And I thank you so much for your support. You could also go to Patreon.com/TorahLifeMinistries and find us there. And there aren't many places around the world where we have the freedom that we think we have, and it's trying to be taken away from us. But we need to be thankful that we have the freedom to share this gospel, and we need to do that. Share it openly and publicly. So share this message. Thank you, everybody. Have the most blessed day ever. And remember, Yahweh loves you. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.